Okay. So this work is very special to me for a number of reasons, partly because it was the culmination of many, many years of trying to find a way to learn this technique, and then also many years of practicing it enough to make it like look beautiful. And this technique is called damascene. It was used across Europe and the Middle East for decorating suits of armor and swords and arms, and also in Japan on samurai sword fittings. It's a technique for inlaying silver and gold on steel. And I just had seen examples of it in museums. And ever since, like after I finished my 2-year jewelry education, I was always looking for how do I learn that technique? Because I was so in love with the combination of black and steel and gold. And also the connotations of these weapons of war that were decorated in such an intricate and beautiful way. And so I started practicing it. I had moved to Salt Spring Island because I had this romantic idea of living in the country, and I had always wanted to live away from the city. And so I went to live there, and it was really, really beautiful. Like, it actually was very idyllic. I was living in a cabin in the middle of this old orchard and practicing my art and working part-time as a goldsmith. And in the rest of the time, I was sitting at my table inlaying silver and gold on these mostly small objects, like jewelry, little cigarette boxes, other like saucers, very beautiful decorative work. But then at some point, I had this vision of a shovel inlaid with silver and gold. And it seemed like it was coming from... looking back, I now know that my creative process involves this period of taking in new information. And then when I'm working with my hands, doing something very repetitive, somehow magically these ideas appear. And so the research part of it, sometimes I use academic research for that. And also, I find immersing yourself in a new culture can also be research. And Salt Spring Island was a very different culture than I was used to. So I was surrounded by all these people who had this idealism about organic farming and living off the land. And it was exciting and really interesting to meet some of those people. And at first I thought, oh, these people are living this really difficult lifestyle. Like they're clearing the land by hand, they're farming, they're pulling the carrots out of the dirt. And for sure, it's hard work. But then I started to realize that the reason those people were living that lifestyle was either because they had rich parents who had property on Salt Spring, or they had made money in real estate and were able to buy land. So I feel like I kind of woke up to this idea that, okay, well, why has this become a luxury? How do we see the country and food production? And how has it become a luxury for the rich? And so I wasn't actually thinking about that when I made that first shovel. It was something that appeared to me. And then I started thinking about all the connotations of it as this utilitarian object that had become something luxurious. And then also I really liked the association with this technique having been done on arms and armor. And then thinking about peasant uprisings and how these pitchforks and scythes would have been weapons when they were rising up against the rich and the wealthy landowners. So I just felt like there was a lot of rich ideas there. And and so this work became for me, it was the first time that I felt I had expressed something, a concept visually, and been quite successful at it. And it was really exciting to feel that, and I wanted to learn more. And so eventually I went and did an MFA, and although I still practice jewelry, now my passion is like always like learning more and more better ways to to communicate visually. And so that was, it's kind of the start of my journey in a way.